This is KUT. There are thousands of rental properties in Austin. After all, most people that live in Austin rent. And of those thousands of properties, some are notorious for their code violations. As KUT's Joy Diaz tells us, there's a new report that addresses why these so-called repeat offenders are still in business.
In 2012, some balconies collapsed at the Woodridge Apartments in East Austin. You might remember it got a lot of attention. Soon after, the city of Austin created a program to monitor properties like Woodridge, properties that repeatedly violated code.
We've seen some progress made. It's just too little.
That's Heather Way. And by we, she means the Entrepreneurship and Community Development Clinic at UT Austin's Law School. The group just came out with a report on the city's repeat offender program. Way says the properties are mostly in economically disadvantaged parts of town.
I think as a city, we actually have some double standards when it comes to rental properties. We have a quite robust program around STRs, the short-term rentals. The city right now is engaged in a concerted efforts to police those properties. And those are properties that are largely located in middle and upper income neighborhoods.
By contrast, repeat offender properties receive very little attention, according to the data pulled by Way. She says it takes an average of 159 days for a repeat offender property to address a code violation, and some are never addressed. She thinks the city is not doing enough to get property owners to fix dangerous conditions. For its part, the city's code department says the program is very new and it's doing its best to inspect each of these properties at least once a year. Joy Diaz, KUT News.